2 years ago, after the Keith Scott protests, the Charlotte City Council wrote its letter to the community, which, among other things, pledged more transparency. But council members voted Monday night to allow City Manager Marcus Jones to spend up to $500,000 on contracts without council approval. Two council members said that decision makes the city less transparent. WFA's Steve Harrison has this report.
Charlotte City Council meetings are full of votes on small items like spending money to fix streetlights or buying new police equipment. Under the old policy, any purchase or contract over $100,000 had to be placed on an agenda for public scrutiny and then a council vote. But the council's 9-2 vote Monday night to expand that cap to $500,000 is troubling the council member Loana Mayfield.
When we wrote a letter to the community and made a commitment, that commitment also included transparency.
She was referring to the letter to the community written 2 years ago after the Keith Scott protests. In that letter, council members made a number of pledges, including to build affordable housing. They also pledged for more transparency in the police department. Many of CMPD's purchases will no longer be required to be on the city agenda now that the cap is $500,000.
Or I've been told, well, we can still look, we can ask for it, and you can look at the contract. Well, how do you ask for something that you don't know is there?
That's at-large council member Braxton Winston, who also voted against the higher cap. After Scott's death in September 2016, Winston protested on city streets. Mayor Vi Lyles, who helped write the letter to the community, said the city would still be transparent. She said people could ask city staff members questions about spending.
Any citizen in this community, I would welcome you to make an appointment with any staff person that works here if you want to look at details about our operation. We are certainly able to give you our finance reports.
As Lyles spoke, Winston rolled his eyes.
Y'all don't get it at all.
Get it.
Y'all continue to perpetuate the status quo of looking at running, just putting business over the people.
Councilmember Ed Driggs, who supported the measure, said the city is too big and too complex for them to be worried about small contracts.
I think there are more productive ways for this body to spend its time than looking over the manager's shoulder on every transaction that represents more than 0.004% of our budget.
Driggs and others say they can focus their time on bigger problems like affordable housing and transportation. Council's decision was based in part on its trust in City Manager Marcus Jones. Earlier on Monday, council members voted to give him a 5% raise, raising his pay to nearly $334,000. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.